In a significant move, the Government of India, specifically the Ministry of Education, has announced several guidelines for coaching centres. This comes in response to several concerns about the welfare of students, student suicides, the unregulated growth of private coaching, mental health issues and several incidents which have been taking place in coaching centres. Many would suggest that these moves couldn't have come a day too late and that the interest of students really lies in ensuring their mental well-being, their physical health, and that education cannot be seen through the narrow prism of just scoring 100 in exams. Joining us now, Mrityunjay Narayanan, President of the Coaching Federation of India, Amita Wattal, Anand Kumar, the founder of Super 30, a coaching centre, but as you'll see, some of his thoughts extremely progressive when it comes to looking after students. We're also joined by Aarti Rajratnam, a clinical psychologist. Mr. Narayanan, do you welcome these steps?
Yeah, most of them, except one or two. The position government should have taken is, at least could have spoken to the, shared with the coaching fraternity and looked at from their perspective. Because I do feel it's really bad that so many students have committed suicide in some region like Kota, where there are a large number of students coming, almost 2 lakh students every year, studying in Kota and going through that process. There are a lot of other factors which are responsible for, you know, probably the mental health, this thing. Because education, because they come there to seek, do better in their competitive exams, and they get that. Apart from the academic pressure, there could be more reasons and more mental health workers or doctors and psychologists.
But Mr. Narayanan, most respectfully, isn't it a failure of the system if you have students committing suicide and not the students and the background that they have come from? Because the numbers in Kota are absolutely appalling in terms of the number of suicides. There must be something wrong at coaching centres.
No, I mean, as far as I know, because there are a lot of, there's not that much pressure given in the institute that, you know, students go for committing suicide.
Then why do they commit suicide, sir? It's because of the intense pressure, isn't it? It's because of our system being as difficult as it is for students.
Unless we try to figure out this, because this is a very serious thing and it has to be from the both the government
side. Sir, there have been 23 students who killed themselves, ended their lives in 2023, 17 in 2022. In December 2022, there were 3 deaths in a single day, student deaths by suicide in Kota. In 2021, 9 deaths. Suicides are up by 60% in Kota, and we still don't have an answer. Isn't it staring at us on our faces, sir?
So, I mean, the suicides happen even in IITs and AIIMS and all
yes,
the
places. Yes, it's all terrible, sir. Why don't we just condemn the fact?
It is a mental health issue of the current situation. No, the things have become really, there are n number of factors which we need to figure out because it cannot be...
An n number of factors. Amita Wattal, is that response acceptable to you that we have an n number of factors and hence suicides are taking place among students?
What I would like to say is that I'm a little disturbed by this conversation that I've just heard. I mean, are we comparing the number of suicides each year and saying not so much and so little? All I do want to say very categorically is that this should have come in sooner than later. Because the kind of coaching that is going on, it's not only about NEET to JEE, it's even about CUET. And we have huge amounts of children who are moving out of schools after grade 10 in order to join dummy schools who are allowing them in and allowing them to join coaching centers to crack the CUET. So the point is, in fact, I feel that even 16 is should have been 14, if you ask me, if at all. Because the way we're looking at it, a child has already moved into grades 11 and 12 by the age of 16. You pass out at 17. So the question, because when we talk about the national education policy, we're talking about something which goes far beyond the textbooks. We're talking about mental health. We're talking about understanding. We're talking about a sort of a overview of the way a child looks at learning. And learning is no more rote. It is more involved with the inner child. And a school is required for developing these kind of concepts. And if you have children just walking away, and a lot of parents are supporting this, which really worries me, because a child of 13 and 14 cannot make 16 cannot really make up his mind for himself. He comes under peer pressure. So this is very important that a child leaves school when he leaves school in grade 12 and not gets into coaching. Because this, the simple thing is that 11th and 12th are very important years for the development of a child's mind towards the environment, towards life, towards the way he looks at learning. And if coaching center is going to be the foundation of these years, then God help the youth of today. And what kind of people are they going to be? Because the world today expects a very different kind of ability. The competency that the world expects today, the market expects today, is a very different ability. And competition is about competing with oneself, not about competing with the other. The problem is the moment you're competing with someone else, you will fall short at some point or the other. And that's when all the suicides and all the other angst and the conflict takes place. So I think this kind of a thing with particularly the kind of stuff that we have, that there's going to be some kind of blocks on the way fees are being taken, on the way that registration is being done, the kind of infrastructure that has to be maintained in a coaching institution, the kind of assessment results that they give out to make it so public so the other child feels done in if their faces are not on those billboards, that you have thousands of faces who stood first and the child feels so low in self-esteem.
No, it's shocking.
Is very...
But one moment, ma'am, I just wanted to go across to Anand Kumar, the founder of Super 30. Anandji, thank you so much for being with us. Doesn't a lot of the problem arise at the level of parents? Because as Amitaji was saying quite correctly, a child of 14, 15, 16, 17 is a teenager, not necessarily in a position to know what is best for themselves. They are then confronted with the exam of their lives and they are told that, son, if you don't pass this, if you don't qualify, then you have failed us. When you, as the founder of Super 30, came across children with this kind of background and this kind of pressure, what did you do?
दरअसल में होता क्या है कि parents बगल में आसपास का देखा देखी में सामाजिक दबावों में social pressure में बच्चों को pressure करते कि बेटा तुमको भी हमारे अधूरे सपने पूरे करने, आपने ठीक कहा। तब क्या होता है कि parents बच्चों को करें इंजीनियर बन जा, डॉक्टर बन जा, कोटा चला दा। बच्चा इस स्टेज भी नहीं होता है कि वो डिसीजन ले पाए, पेरेंट्स के प्रेशर में आता है। और पेरेंट्स क्या है, अगर लोअर मिडिल क्लास है तो अपनी आखिरी जमीन भी बेच देते हैं। कोटा में ऐसा सिस्टम नहीं है कि बच्चों को ये टेस्ट किया जाए कि कैपेबिलिटी कितनी है, इसमें पैसा दिया एडमिशन हो गया। फिर उसके बाद क्या होता है कि बच्चा को जो जो बच्चे रिजल्ट ओरिएंटेड है, जो रिजल्ट दे सकते हैं, उनका एक अलग बैच बना दिया गया। वो बच्चा जो इंटरेस्टेड नहीं था मैथमेटिक्स में, फिजिक्स में, केमिस्ट्री में, उसको जबरदस्ती वहां भेजा गया, वो सबसे नीचे वाले बैच पे आ जाता है। वो प्रेशर फील करता है, डरा धमका हुआ फील करता है, वापस भी नहीं जा सकता है क्योंकि फी भी वापस नहीं होगा। माता पिता को भी कुछ नहीं अपने दर्द को बता सकता है। टीचर्स और स्टूडेंट का रेशियो इतना अधिक है कि टीचर से वो प्रेम, वो सहानुभूति नहीं मिलती कि इंटरेक्ट करे, तो अंत में सुसाइड कर लेता है। लेकिन जो गाइडलाइन निकला है बहुत बढ़िया निकला है कि कोई बच्चा का आप बिना इंटरेस्ट टेस्ट के एडमिशन नहीं ले सकते हैं, ये बहुत अच्छी बात है। दूसरी अच्छी बात है कि कोई बच्चा अगर पढ़ रहा है तो बैच को आप अलग अलग नहीं बना सकते हैं, सबको समान रखिए, सबको मिक्स करके रखिए, ताकि कमजोर बच्चा थोड़ा हो, थोड़ा टैलेंटेड हो, सबको एक साथ फलने फूलने का मौका, ये भी गाइडलाइन में अच्छा किया गया। उससे भी अच्छी बात कही गई है कि अगर बच्चा प्रेशर में आ रहा है और उसको पढ़ने की इच्छा नहीं है तो उसको पैसा वापस किया जाए।
Right.
ये तमाम बातें बहुत अच्छी की गई है जिससे प्रेशर घटेगा। लेकिन अंत में दो बात बोलना चाहेंगे। पहली बात कि ये कितना इसका इम्प्लीमेंटेशन होता है, कितना ये धरातल पर ये कानून आता है, ये देखने वाली बात होगी। अब बावजूद इसके माता पिता कितना समझते हैं, पेरेंट्स कितना समझते हैं, ये जरूरी।
आरती राजरत्नम, सिंपल टर्म्स, द मैड कॉम्पिटिशन विच एग्जिस्ट्स, विच जेनरेशन ऑफ इंडियंस हैव बीन ब्रॉट अप विथ, हाउ इज दैट horrible for the mental health of the individual?
I'd like to start with one thing. We can't measure mental health only by the number of suicides. There are so many acute and chronic conditions which are, you know, under the radar. children who go in for chronic anxiety, who are unable to kick it, who push themselves. See, the teenage brain is very vulnerable. So you can push them into long-term personality disorders. You can have a lot of, dissociation that happens. So in terms of the mental health of any child, this system, these rules are too little and I feel still too late. So let me get there. Secondly, when we talk about mental health, this is the gang age, the teen years, they need to have their peer group. They need to have a lot of time to, you know, socialize, to get to know people, to identify, to develop their own identity. The coaching culture does not even give them enough time to sleep. Now, if you notice, there are children who are, I mean, ma'am mentioned that, you know, there are people who come out of grade 10 and go into coaching centers completely. But there are also this whole group of children where the parents don't want them to miss out the school experience. So they're also going to school. And then at the off-school time, they're going for the coaching center experience. And I think that's even more dangerous because something else is being taught in the coaching center, something else in school. And we're not even, you know, cognizant of the fact that these children are under tremendous pressure. And then, you know, parents somehow keep comparing them with other children, with other things. So if, you know, if I even score a little less in a particular test, I'm pushed into another class instead of understanding that sometimes slowing down is very important. There's a beautiful Zen story that talks about a person who was scared of his own footsteps and the sound of his footsteps, that he started running really fast, hoping to, you know, outrun it. And ultimately what happened was his shadow caught up. He couldn't do anything and he collapsed. Really what happens in that situation is you need to sit in the shade of a tree, slow down because the footsteps will stop and your shadow will disappear. In similar terms, when I talk about mental health, we need to understand that children need a lot of downtime because the vulnerable teenage brain resets itself first through sleep, secondly through social interaction, and thirdly, only when these two are there, they can go into reflection, which will help them understand how they can prepare better for the next exam or the next test, and we're not allowing for that. And I feel, yes, we need to really take these, at least whatever is there now from the new directives that have come through, I think it has to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
And also, more importantly, we need to make counseling available to children who are competing at this level.
You know, Mr. Narayanan, Aarti makes a very important point that let's not measure mental health issues on the basis of the number of suicides, because there are so many children who are impacted in ways which cannot be measured, in many cases may not even be detected. In a system which does result in suicides, the number of people who may be impacted differently would be any number, much, much larger, much more significant. Is it not time for us to accept that the system that you are encouraging is one which can seriously damage an individual?
Yeah, I mean, as far as residential institutions like that are located in Kota or even Hyderabad, there are Aurangabad, there are a lot of places like that in India. It's all because of the failure of the existing education system in supporting the competitive examination which have been kept by the government only. The very same examination and the National Testing Agency is doing that examination. For example, let us look at students are being admitted to IIT. Okay, Madh Pipa and all other engineering colleges. JEE they have announced, JEE mains. Then they have announced also JEE advanced. JEE mains, there are about 2.5 lakh students are selected for taking JEE advanced. Out of that, about 50,000 odd seats are covered that covers IITs, NITs and IIITs altogether. These three major chunk of institutions catered to about 50,000 enrollments. For that, we could have stopped at JEE main. Why push children to JEE advanced, which is again, you know, from the very same 2.5 lakh students only you are getting it. And the top 16,000...
No, so I take that point that you are mentioning that there is a system which feeds a certain need for coaching centers. You know, Amita Vattal, it is
true. There is no need of JEE advanced. Actually, if you ask me, there is no need of JEE advanced for students to make it to IIT. The ranks, to top 16,000 students out of that only going to IITs. the next level for NITs, the next level for IITs. That's it. Period. I mean, why put pressure on the, I mean, the our own.
All right, sir, we'll ask you to just fix that camera of yours for a moment because it's been shaking a lot. Let me just go back to Amita Vattal. Ma'am, I think it is important that in as much as we speak about mental health issues and the well-being of students, this is a system which has existed for time immemorial. You know, we've all grown up and had the option of doing this. It's only now that we have the liberty to actually talk about mental health issues. It's a system which of education which is fundamentally messed up, if I can use those words. And therefore, that perhaps is the root cause of a lot of what we see now. Would you agree?
No, you're absolutely right in what you're saying, because I think this is a legacy that our children have inherited from us. And I think, unfortunately, as a result of which their resilience is not there. They're not able to cope at that level. And the kind of pressures that they find is very, very problematic. But I'd like to say to you that the world's highest performing education systems are all now focused on education for human flourishing. And that is the word. For education to work in life and livelihoods, tomorrow's young people need to innovate, be responsible and sensitive. That is something that a coaching center can't really get into, because there's a whole other world out there in learning other than 2 + 2 = 4 or some kind of mathematical formulas. Because I feel that we need to challenge today. If you want to fix this mess that we're in, the NCF is trying. We also need to challenge the prevailing standardized education policies and practices which are in place in favor of more individualized concepts, in favor of the fact that we have to approach not only the skill sets and the mindsets, but the heart sets.
Yes.
And how do we do that? I think that is so very important. And if we don't do this, then I'm sorry, we will potentially lose the franchise for preparing the next generation. If we're going to make these excuses of JEE needs this much percentage, NET needs this much percentage, CUT, for God's sake, I mean, we have to get out of that. And we have to really, the parents must look at this. I appeal that if our children have to really be out there in the world of tomorrow, it's a very different world. It's not a world that you are preparing for them through these coaching centers.
I understand what you're saying. And Anand Kumarji, would you accept that when we talk about education, perhaps the heart of education needs to be humanity, sensitivity, of teaching a child to be a good human being, not teaching a child or forcing a child to get 101 out of 100. Isn't that how we as a nation have completely failed? What are we trying to do? Are we trying to raise good human beings, or are we trying to raise good robots?
बहुत अच्छा भी मैडम ने कहा कि एक ओवरऑल डेवलपमेंट होना बहुत जरूरी है. आजकल बच्चों को हम स्पीड एंड एक्यूरेसी का केवल प्रैक्टिस कराते हैं, और उस बच्चा को अगर अच्छा नंबर में लाड़ ले आता, इम्तिहान में अच्छा करता, अच्छे मार्क्स लाता, उसके बाद भी उसको दुनियादारी का कुछ समझ नहीं होती है, वो जीवन में कुछ नहीं करता, केवल फिजिक्स केमिस्ट्री मैथ का रट्टा मार मार के प्रैक्टिस करके IIT पे तो चला गया, लेकिन वो नहीं जानता है कि नॉर्थ अमेरिका किसको करते हो, हिस्ट्री का वर्ल्ड वार के बारे में कुछ नहीं समझ रहा है, उसके आम जीवन में उसकी कुछ समझ नहीं, तो वो बहुत आगे अच्छा नहीं कर पाता, एक रोबोट बन जाता है. ये बात से हम 100% सहमत है. इसलिए बच्चों को हम ये कहना चाहेंगे कि मार्स के अंधाधुंध जो रेस है उसमें आप मत परेशान हो. और कभी कभी बच्चा का खराब नंबर आ जाता है, वो सुसाइड कर लेता है. उन बच्चों को कहना चाहते हैं, पेरेंट्स को बोलना चाहते हैं कि दुनिया के किसी एक इम्तहान में इतनी ताकत नहीं है कि वो आपकी टैलेंट की गवाही दे सके. इसलिए परीक्षा में नंबर लाने के बजाय सब्जेक्ट को समझना चाहिए, उसका अंडरस्टैंडिंग बढ़ाइए, हाउ एंड व्हाई जानिए, उसके गहराई में जानिए, ओवरऑल डेवलपमेंट करिए. बच्चा आजकल स्कूल छोड़ के भाग जाता है, कोचिंग सेंटर चला जाता है, डमी स्कूल में ग्रुप मिलता है, हेल्दी ग्रुप मिलता है, आपस में डिस्कशन होता है, तो काफी जरूरी है. इससे हम सहमत है कि स्कूल की पढ़ाई ओवरऑल डेवलपमेंट वही जरूरी है. और आज हमारे बच्चे इसलिए सुपर 30 के सफल होते कि उनको जीवन की बारीकियों के बारे में हम लोग सिखाते हैं, ना कि केवल रट्टा मार मार के पढ़ाई करवाए.
आरती, कैन आई जस्ट आस्क यू, एंड नो टू चिल्ड्रन आर आइडेंटिकल, व्हाट शुड पेरेंट्स लुक आउट फॉर व्हेन यू नो दे डील विद अ चाइल्ड हु मे बी अंडर अ ग्रेट डील ऑफ प्रेशर, बिकॉज समटाइम्स यू मे नॉट इवन नो, अ चाइल्ड मे अपीयर टू बी नॉर्मल, but it's part of a system which we are talking about over here. What do parents, or what should parents look out for?
See, one is the obvious signs where, you know, you see a sudden change in behavior. So there are issues with sleep habits. The child is no longer socializing, is unable to interact with people, is also verbalizing that they're finding it overwhelming. That's the obvious signs. But the subtle ones are the high functioning anxiety, where the child is going to strive towards perfection, is going to, you know, sort of overthink and overplan, micromanage, become very, very reclusive in that sense. These are the second set of symptoms that I would ask parents to look for, because what they're really doing is trying to overreach and try and push themselves towards something that they're not really comfortable doing. The third set of symptoms are the ones where you will see the dissociation-related issues, where, you know, there is a disconnect from reality. They are no longer able to, you know, what we call the no connection with the reality that they're living in. That kind of thing. So I would ask parents to first set a connection ritual to understand, even before your children enter, you know, the competitive exam years, as I would like to put it, set a connection ritual, build a ritual where you speak with your child, listen to your child on an everyday basis. Don't be just a crisis intervention parent where when everything goes out of hand, you suddenly rush to a mental health professional. What can be done by you is what's called co-regulation. When your children speak to you or let you know that something is overwhelming, listen, because they're not being lazy or they're not trying to avoid a task. The system is skewed against their natural development. When something is skewed against your natural development, there will be an element of stress. And when that stress is something that they're able to sort of manage with your support, which is the co-regulation that I'm requesting you to do, they will be able to manage the competitive exams, though the system is not the best. When you don't pick those signs, when you're not that supportive parent, when you dismiss their feelings, minimize their feelings, advise, become the moralizing, lecturing kind of person, they realize that there's no point reaching out for help, and that's when it becomes very dangerous. So if you can be a supportive, co-regulating, responsive parent, this would be a stage where children can really look back and say, okay, it was difficult, but I had this loving, supportive adult who could help me through it. And we don't really need to reach out to mental health professionals if that support structure is available at home.
Sure.
Since that's not really available, that's why we're, you know, trying to reach out to professionals who are, you know, who need to be reached early. You can't reach in the last minute and say, you know, try and fix my child one day before the exam, 2 days before the exam, because that's not possible.
No, that's just not right.
So I hope I'm making
no
sense.
You are. And I just wanted to go back to Mr. Narayanan one last time. Sir, the steps which have been taken are important steps now by the government. Some would suggest that a lot more needs to be done. The aspect of mental health of students, do you believe that now with counselors and others who deal or address these concerns, we'd be able to look after the mental and the emotional well-being of students more? Will coaching centers, you represent the Federation, will they take this seriously?
Yes, why not? Why not? I mean, though it is a very centric to coaching hubs like Kota and few towns only, otherwise, predominantly coaching centers work on a more like, you know, they school, they attend the schools, regular schools, and, you know, come up for the evening 2 hours or so, and 2 or 3 days a week. So it's the same thing. What is applicable for places like Kota is not applicable for the entire country. I mean, that's what I wanted to communicate for sure. So, and setting up conditions like, you know, below 16, they should not be allowed for coaching, and particularly school students, children, you know, they get challenged even for, they want to appear for MTSE. Many a time the schools are not able to support in providing services to help them or help them cope up with such exams. Olympiad, Junior Science Olympiad, mathematical contest, all these things, you know, they want some help, you know, because they're not familiar with it. They want to do that, and coaching institutes are helping them out in overcoming that.
Sir, helping out a student is natural. I mean, nobody is questioning that. I think it's coaching institutes which put so much pressure on children that their well-being is clearly and statistically impacted, sir. Nobody is saying that coaching institutes don't have a role or that students cannot go to tutors, right? But you're part of a system, sir, which is the problem. Do you accept that?
we don't put pressure and all. I mean, there is something which is, it is all chosen by the student or the parent.
So, and that, yes. That, yes, sir. The student and the parent select something. You are part of the process which accepts what parents are saying, and you allow the child to have pressure build up and feel deeply unsatisfied at a basic level of emotional well-being. Are you not a part of the problem?
The very existence puts pressure, let me tell
you. So it's very, very, very straight. I mean, it's not such a simple statement. This requires, you know...
No, it's not. And I think I accept the point when you mentioned, sir...
I'll give you a very good example.
Mr. Narayanan, I'm running out of time, so I'm just wrapping this up. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I do accept the point. When you say that this is part of a larger issue, it's a system of education and a system of exams. That lies at the core of the issue.
Yes.
But certainly coaching centers have to be responsible. And perhaps these rules are required now because coaching centers haven't been responsible. But for parents listening to this program across the country, it's perhaps time to look out for the emotional requirements and the happiness of your children and perhaps base their development and your role as a parent on trying to raise good human beings. Is there anything more important than that? I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us.
Thank you.
We'll take a short break at this stage.